Baltimore's budget week is over. Last night, the Baltimore City Council passed its budget for fiscal year 2021. Like many cities around the nation, Baltimore officials face both a budget deficit due to the financial impact of the coronavirus pandemic, as well as cries to defund the police as racial justice demonstrations continue in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to walk us through what exactly the police budget looks like. And Emily, start us off with a description of what happened yesterday in the lead up to the vote. It was a really busy day, right?
It was a marathon of a day, actually. At 10 a.m., the budget committee made proposed cuts. Then the committee voted on those cuts. They passed a new budget for the entire city council to vote on at 5 p.m. that evening. The council then held two back-to-back meetings, finally ending at around 8 p.m. And at the end of that meeting, they passed the budget, which totals around $3 billion. And now, Nathan, that budget is on Mayor Jack Young's desk.
So which cuts to the Baltimore Police Department's budget survived all those legislative steps?
For one, the council voted to disband the police department's mounted unit, which is patrol on horseback. They had proposed to disband the Marine unit, but what ended up happening was the Marine unit got $80,000 to phase out. And after that phase out, Nathan, any Marine-related issues are expected to be handled by the city's fire department and BPD working together. They also cut $7 million worth of overtime funds across a few different units. And finally, the council voted to cut about $13 million in what's called unallocated appropriations. That's a category for funds the department anticipates receiving but hasn't yet, like grant money. So the department will still be able to access those funds. The cuts just mean that now BPD will have to get approval from the council on how those funds will be spent. City Council President Brandon Scott has said that this specific cut is about transparency. Also, another thing to note is that some funding is bound by the ongoing federal consent decree. So the council and the mayor legally, you know, they significantly cannot cut things like the Public Integrity Bureau.
Do we know what Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison thinks of all this?
Well, during a six-hour-long hearing on Friday, Harrison said that he and BPD staffers had already made cuts to an older draft of the BPD budget, that BPD needs resources to do better policing. In an email he sent to City Hall staffers yesterday afternoon, Harrison said the overtime cuts can inhibit how fast BPD can clear a backlog of administrative cases, and those are cases that require closure within a 90-day time period, which is a requirement of the consent decree the police department is operating under that I mentioned earlier after a federal investigation into its unconstitutional patterns and practices.
So how does this police department budget compare to the previous ones?
Well, for a while, the BPD budget has grown from year to year. And with these new cuts, the fiscal year 2021 budget is now a bit smaller than the fiscal year 2020 budget by 1.2%. But overall, the cuts made last night, they represent just 5% of the budget overall.
So what are Mayor Jack Young's steps as the budget process continues?
It's a great question. He said he won't veto the cuts, that he respects the council's decisions, and that he'll let them stand. But as for how those cuts will be reallocated, we don't know yet. They will automatically default to a property tax reduction for residents if he chooses not to divert them. When it comes to the city budget, things get a little complicated. Council members are only able to make cuts. They cannot move money from one place to another. The mayor is the only person who can reallocate funds. So City Council President Brandon Scott and other council members have lobbied Mayor Jack Young with suggested reallocations from all the cuts they made. The budget's due to go into effect July 1st. So we should know soon whether Mayor Young will negotiate with the council over those suggested reallocations or if he'll automatically just let them default to that property tax reduction.
Emily Sullivan covers City Hall and many other things for WYPR. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.